Good morning. It is Friday, the 6th of August. I'm Steve Smith, joined by a new guest in the co-host chair this morning from Dean and Associates. It's Albert Okine. Welcome, Albert.
Thank you very much, Steve. I'm glad to be doing this.
Glad to have you here. We're going to begin up in Okoboji area with Boji Bantam Children's Theater. They are running the Velveteen Rabbit in performances. They've been running since Wednesday, and they're 10:30 in the morning shows at the Outdoor Amphitheater at the Pearson Lakes Art Center in Okoboji. In the world of toys, life begins when humans leave the room. You've seen Toy Story. We know what's going on. Go to lakesart.org for more information. Just two more performances of the summer for Boji Bantam Children's Theater.
Okoboji Summer Theater presents Ken Ludwig's The Gods of Comedy through Sunday, August 8th. What do you do when you are a classic professor at one of the greatest universities in America and find a long-lost manuscript by Euripides that will make you famous throughout the world? You lose it, of course. And then you call on the ancient Greek gods of comedy to get you out of the mess.
All right, going on downtown, back in Sioux City, Downtown Live, they are doing their last performance of the year. It's at the Ho-Chunk Plaza, right between the Ho-Chunk Center and the Sioux City Public Museum. That'll be tonight at 6 o'clock. The blues rock band Indigenous, many, many albums they have sold. Attendees are encouraged to bring a chair, settle down for the last Downtown Live show of the year. Born and raised on the Yankton Sioux Reservation in South Dakota, just outside of Yankton in Marty, South Dakota, Indigenous frontman Mato Nanje dedicates his latest release, Time is Coming, to the Indigenous youth and all young people on Indigenous reservations. Again, that show tonight at 6 o'clock.
And next, the Sioux City Railroad Museum will again be featuring railroad storytellers Saturday from 10:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. All are invited to hear costumed reenactors tell tales of bygone railroad days every Saturday through mid-September.
Also going on tomorrow morning, the Sioux City Art Center is offering students a chance to work in a variety of media. They do this every Saturday from 10:30 to noon. Paint, printing, drawing, clay, assemblage, artwork sent home, so you get to keep it at the end of every class. Dress to be messy. Bring your friends along with you. The craft this time around is cardboard tube sculptures. You can go to siouxcityartcenter.org to find out about all of the stuff that they are offering this summer.
Wonderful. And then next, we'll move on to Rivercade. River Sands presents the Barstool Open, taking place in various spots across downtown this Saturday from noon until 5 p.m. Four-person teams will line up and compete at mini golf holes held at 18 different locations. A special prize will be awarded to the most creatively dressed team. If you haven't yet entered a team and would like to, late sign up will be available at Soho Saturday morning. Registration and check-in begins at 11:30 a.m.
There you go. This is your thing, Albert. The Siouxland African Association,
right,
presenting the 6th annual African Night. That's tomorrow from noon to 7 o'clock at Riverside Park in Sioux City. African Night is a festival celebrating diversity and culture of African countries that are represented here in Siouxland. The program will include a parade of nations, an exhibition and sale of African artifacts, serving various African cuisines. That's probably the best part, I would assume, Albert. As well as drumming and a fashion parade and more. This is the 6th year of African Night?
That's right, Steve. We've been doing it for the last 6 years. Actually, last year would have been our 6th year, but because of COVID,
right.
We moved it to this year. But this is our first outdoor event. For the past 5 years, it's been indoors.
Well, you kind of picked a good year to move it outdoors, I think, because of COVID and its lingering effects. So what's your favorite part of African Night?
Well, it's a parade of nations.
Okay.
You know, in the past, we started with very few countries, like 5 countries. And then I think 2 years ago, it was like 19 countries. And this year, we're looking at doing all 54 African countries.
Oh, wow.
And that's the time where we give each country a minute or two to tell us a little bit about the country. And then they could show us what they've got, you know, in terms of dancing, clothes, or different things that they want to show. And I think that's, usually a big ally.
So there are people in Siouxland that are from all 54 African countries?
Well, you know, we don't know, okay. But we don't want to miss anyone.
Sure.
And so we want to make sure that we mention, we go through all the names, and if nobody shows up, that's fine.
Okay.
But that's the idea, you know, because in the past, we've always missed one or two countries.
It's kind of like one of those not pictured in your high school yearbook.
Precisely. And then we get, and then this year we have two bands, actually. One is a Congolese, Algerian led band, and then there's another band called the Le Panier that we're also going to feature during in the late afternoon in the program.
So, okay, excellent. And it's stretched out. It's from noon to seven. It used to be just a 2-hour thing.
That's now right. Hence the name African Nights, but now it's longer.
Okay, African afternoon and night, but that's right. Not very catchy. So. going on Sunday, the Sioux City Public Museum will be holding its last Family Game Day Sunday of the summer. Attendees are encouraged to bring a group to participate in activities like bingo or I Spy or a scavenger hunt. Prizes will be offered. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org to find out more.
Great. And next, the Betty Strong Encounter Center presents Ellen Husband and her Songs of Broadway's Golden Age live at the Betty Strong Encounter Center Sunday, August 8th at 2 p.m. The program will feature songs from such classical musicals as The Keen and I, The Music Man, and My Fair Lady. Osborne is a soprano, a native of Siouxland, and a recent graduate of the University of South Dakota, where she earned a Master of Music degree in vocal performance.
Going on the 10th, which is Tuesday, preschoolers are invited to bring an adult with them to join the Dorothy Pico Nature Center Naturalists for a special story time featuring butterflies this week. This Nature Tales event will be at the Outdoor Amphitheater at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. There will also be a short hike and wrap things up at the Nature Playscape.
Yeah, and next, the Pearson Lakes Art Center in Okoboji proudly presents Marilyn May, a highly praised singer, actress, director, arranger, educator, and a Grammy-nominated recording artist, and a musical treasure in performance Tuesday and Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. both evenings. Miss May appeared 76 times on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, a record for a singer.
Okoboji Summer Theater, back in that neck of the woods, they will be wrapping up their summer of performances with Urinetown, the musical. That starts on Tuesday, August 10th. It runs through Sunday. That'll be the last show of the year there. It's a side-splitting send-up of greed, love, revolution, and musicals at a time when water is worth its weight in gold. Go to boxoffice@okobojisummertheater.org for more.
And next Wednesday, August 11th, Orange City Arts presents another on-stage OC event at Windmill Park with indie rock band, The Ruralist, for a 7 p.m. show. True believers in The Ruralist platform that art and beauty can be found hidden in the back of any old garage. This Sioux County quartet plays alt-country originals seeded in the silvery soil of soybeans and corn stalks, flavored by the very salt of the earth. Great. It's my hometown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then we're going to wrap things up here. The 2021 Art Alley Festival, that's not coming up until September 25th, but what they do is they paint murals in the alleyways between 4th, 5th, and Pearson, Nebraska streets. And now this year, they're adding the alley next to the Orpheum Theater. They're looking for muralists to paint those murals. Go to downtownsiouxcity.com/events. That's all the time we have, Albert. We can't get to that one, but we'll get to it next week, maybe. On behalf of my co-host today, Albert Okine, thanks again for coming out, Albert. It was great having you out here.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. This is a pleasure, and looking forward to people coming to the African Night. Thank you.
And if you missed something, you can check it out on our website, kwyt.org, or on our Facebook page as well. I'm Steve Smith. Thanks for tuning in to Cultural Continuum. I'm going to leave you with music from a Nigerian singer and songwriter, Fema Kuti, as we wrap up today's edition of Cultural Continuum. ¶¶